In the name of Jesus, amen. It's Christmas time. It's already here. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Families and friends gathered at church singing in Latin. The news of Jesus' birth, Gloria in excelsis Deo. Well, that's all fine and pious, but let's look at the truth without any bias. As we sit here today, looking back, we've lost quite a few, and as you probably know, some weren't as old or as sick as you. Where did they go? What do they sing? Are they wearing white robes? Are they Christmas caroling? Whatever their name, whatever their height, if they knew the love of Christ Jesus who now sits at God's right, the Son of God who came low, lo, he came low for us down below. Gloria in excelsis Deo. In 2016, the world has been changing. That's always the case, but it seems very relevant in this particular place. 2016, at least on my holy calendar, though in my neighbor's land, it is a wholly different matter. Yet we share many things, like this past year of shattered dreams, another year of bloodshed, of God-awful pings, such as storms, fire, and dread. A year of homelessness and people needing to be fed, a year of depression or for some anxiety, a year when candidate A beat candidate B, a year when planes stopped and fears multiplied, a year when legendary songwriters and old actors died, a year of fake news and funny memes and YouTube didgeridoo, a year when nobody knew what in God's name was bothering you, a year when loved ones married and had lots of fun, and saw familiar faces who argued about guns, and griped about seeing so-and-so, and couldn't believe the irony. Let's just get along, someone said. Well, that seemed all high and mighty. Tell that to Aleppo, and candidate A and candidate B, who continue to argue and hunt for misdeed, to fill the news with stuff we already know, and publish in papers their pious poop from their show. When will it end, said your pastor and friend. Gloria. In excelsis Deo. My point, if there's one, or probably two, is that our world, even with its joys and good times, still has darkness, sin, and spiel. It comes through your phones, it comes in your houses, bad words that were spoken to children and spouses. But moreover, Jesus said, sin comes from within. It's in me. It's in you. It's conquered by Christ, but never quite goes away. The old Adam has been drowned, but he still has his day. Sin haunts the meek and the smart, and yes, in thoughts, words, and deeds, you're guilty of it too. You can't hide behind those in the front pew. For Christmas is here. It's no time for lies and meaningless chatter. It's time to be honest before God in his ladder. For he sees all things and knows hidden spots right down to the heart where sin dwells and breeds knots. Like, I will not love him. I will not forgive her. And why should I try? For what good could that do but upset the status quo of us sinners below Gloria? What if we have no antidote? Said the doctor, biologist, and TV remote. For everything under the sun has been tried, but all who led the campaign for lasting change died. Let's change our diet. Let's change our waste. Let's drink different wine. Let's try changing toothpaste. It was fluoride's fault, after all, at least that's what somebody said, until dentists cried foul, your teeth will be dead. Besides, that's just a distraction. Pretty teeth don't make the man. Just as long-lasting life doesn't depend on fairy tales like Peter Pan. Who will save us from our woe? Gloria in excelsis Deo. God knows there's been this problem of sin since Genesis chapter 3. He flooded the world once to the wicked's misery, but saving 8 souls on Noah's grand boat, he showed mercy to sinners and loving kindness to note. A foretaste of what God does with wood to save you and me on a Friday we call good. The gospel tells us that God provides the answer, not Santa, and no, not Dancer or Prancer. For down in Bethlehem, asleep on the hay, a Savior in swaddling clothes, born Christmas Day. Virgin mother with a husband, a just man, a royal line, and angels adoring, shepherds pondering, and the wise men still afar off wandering. What child is this, O stars in the night? This is Christ the King, our Father's delight. This child's birth wasn't done in the lab, not by NASA or France, and no, by golly, it didn't happen by chance. It was all God's plan, unfolding since the cosmos felt birth, with the Spirit giving faith to believe through Jesus, you actually have eternal worth. You yourselves have not the answer, God said in the night. So the angels sang out to faithful shepherds in fields below, Gloria and Excelsis Deo. For Christ is my answer, the Father of all said. There on sacred page, the prophets were Spirit-led. Hidden behind every jot of Old Testament truth, even when our fathers after the Exodus dwelled in booths. Hidden until the time is of his revealing, the one who came, the light in the darkness, opening the eyes of the blind, feeding the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent empty away, scattering the proud in the imagination of their hearts. Christ came to make peace with God for us, even when the world said no. And for that, thanks be to God, Gloria and Excelsis Deo. For those who receive peace, this gift from God's Son, awake to a new space before death's night is done. Heaven, paradise with the Lamb on the throne, a glorious heavenly host, a future, a hope, and all tears be gone. For the babe in Bethlehem had divinity within, not sin, divinity and humanity both in one person, forgiveness to share. By water and word and in his holy supper, as you probably heard, redemption handmade with nails, thorns, and stripes, he took your sin and abolished it from God's sight. With cross and crown, he ascended his wooden throne, the prepared mercy seat of God's love. Jesus himself did atone. And then he rose. The tomb was empty, except for two men and a shroud of his clothes, Gloria and Excelsis Deo. I should probably wrap it up with a bow. If only I could put it deep in your ears, hoping it might grow into something more than words, something pure, undefiled, something causing faith and good works and mercy unrivaled, namely true love for God and for fellow man, the joy of knowing love, love of God's own brand. And soon as you travel to your homes all aglow, remember, please, this newborn Jesus, born on Christmas for sinners below, born to live, born to save, born to die, and from the dead rose, born for you, born for me, from death's dark prison he set us free. Also, we could sing on earth as in heaven with angels those words you've come to know. Gloria and Excelsis Deo.